I ask that you turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. This evening in our Bible study in 1 Peter, we were looking at the list in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1 of certain things that we're to lay aside as we take up the sincere, pure milk of the Word. And in that list was the word envy. We got a little bit in the weeds, I suppose, in discussing the distinction between envy, jealousy, and covetousness. And those are all terms that are very closely defined or defined in very similar fashion. But there were a couple of points that were made that I thought was interesting. One, for example, that envy, it seems, and if I'm mistaken in this, we'll probably find out, but invariably the word envy is used negatively, whereas with jealousy and coveting, both of those things can be used positively. So envy typically is an evil thing, so is covetousness, and so is jealousy. But we're told that God is a jealous God, that He rightly desires our attention and our loyalty, and it upsets Him if we do not show that to Him. So with regard to idolatry, He is jealous and desires that we not involve ourselves with pagan gods. The word covet can be used positively as well. If I express to you, as Brantley said, I covet your prayers, that would be a positive use of that term, indicating a strong desire. But where covetousness typically is an illicitly strong desire, a strong desire for something that you should not have or desire, you can, I guess, covet rightly, at least in an accommodated sense. The term jealous is the term that is used here in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, and it's slightly different again. Wanted to read it to you because there's a good point to be made from it. The Apostle Paul is talking about his desires for the Corinthians. And he said, I ask that you bear with me in a little folly. And indeed you do bear with me, for I am jealous for you with godly jealousy. And there is an interesting descriptive for the word jealousy. Godly jealousy. He said, because I have betrothed to you one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he who comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit, which you have not received, or a different gospel, which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it. So the concept of jealousy there is, again, in that metaphor that is used to describe the relationship we sustain with Christ as the bridegroom and we as the bride, as the church. The Apostle Paul uses this with regard to jealousy because he is afraid that we will be taken away, that we will become unfaithful in some way to our Lord. And so there's a lesson for us here, and that is that fear on the part of Paul was not one that was unjustified. He was afraid for them because he was aware of those ungodly influences that might compete for their attention and loyalty. And since he was aware of it, it's important that we recognize we must be aware of it as well. And understand that we are vulnerable, that Satan is always seeking to lead us astray and away from the Lord, and his devices are many. And so we need to always be of a mind, and of course in this particular passage, there seems to be the pursuit of a false Christ or the pursuit of a different gospel, indicating a different teaching that is not in accord with God's word and will. But there are any number of things that could take us away from the Lord. We need to be careful not to allow that to happen. Jesus is, again, the bridegroom. He has the right to expect of us to be faithful to Him. And we should strive always to be single-minded in our pursuit of righteousness that we might please Him. So keeping those things in mind, we offer an invitation this evening because there may be one who has faltered in that and has allowed divided loyalties to turn him away from the Lord. If that is the case and you would desire to return and repent of your sins, then we will assist you in whatever way we can. We want to encourage you in your walk as a child of God. We offer ourselves to you for that purpose as well. If you're not a Christian, we want you to become one, that your soul might be saved. And so if you do believe in Jesus Christ and believe that He is the Son of the living God, we call upon you to repent of your sins, to confess Him as Lord, and to be baptized to have your sins washed away. We're glad to assist you with that as well this evening. The invitation is extended. If there is anyone here who needs to respond, we ask that you come now while together we stand, while we sing.